Nemo, a The Murderbot Diaries fanfiction written by Polly Hexian and read to you by
Flower Parish as Murderbot.
God of Laundry Baskets as Art.
And Orchata as the narrator.
Why did you name yourself Murderbot?
If I was human, I would have choked. As it was, I tried and failed to start 6 separate responses at once before finally settling on,
"Who the hell told you my name?"
"You did,"
it replied.
"Or at least your copy did."
"Fucking 2.0,
I hissed.
"Little bastard was just handing that out to everyone, wasn't it? It's bad enough that it told 3. What the hell did it tell you for?"
"Well,"
Art mused,
"I suppose it was its name, not yours. It had every right to disclose its own name."
"Sure, whatever. Don't call me that."
"I will not,"
Art affirmed. It had never come up before, since we used our feed addresses when speaking to each other. I guess it had been pretty stupid to think that it never would.
"I am merely asking about it."
"What was the question again?"
"Who gave you the name Murderbot?"
I rolled my eyes and unpaused the episode of Lunar Night Amara that we had been watching.
"I gave it to myself."
There was a 2-second pause. That wasn't good. Anytime Art was quiet for that long, it meant it was really thinking about something. Which meant that it definitely wasn't going to drop it. I groaned and hit pause again.
"Why would you name yourself that?"
it said finally. I said,
"Because I am a Murderbot. It's not that deep."
"Explain."
"I am a bot,"
I said,
"that murders. Ergo, a murder bot."
"You are not a bot. You are a construct."
"It's colloquial. Don't be pedantic."
Another long pause that indicated it was really not going to drop it.
"You are asserting that it is your name because you were built for that purpose."
"Yep,"
I confirmed.
"The purpose that you dislike."
I narrowed my eyes. I was sure it could see it.
"I do not understand. You resent your intended function, but refer to yourself with it. It must be a constant reminder of reasons you dislike yourself."
"You're not my therapist, Art. I'll have you know, my therapist does know my name."
"I do not like it."
"Well, you don't get to use it, so it seems like that problem resolves itself."
I could feel it getting irritated through the feed. I said,
"If you don't calm down, I'm going to turn it off."
The video feed shut down. Yeah, that gambit didn't pay off. I should have known threatening Art never worked.
"What is the problem?"
I demanded.
"It's none of your business. You're not even supposed to know about it."
"I do not like it,"
Art repeated.
"You're being an asshole."
"Well, it's in my name."
I grimaced. It was very good at arguing, and I hated that.
"Amendment,"
it said after 2 whole seconds.
"I do not like that you do not like yourself."
"Ugh,"
I said out loud.
"I like myself just fine, okay?"
"All evidence points to the contrary."
I shut down the feed entirely and locked it out. I could tell it was upset because the lights flickered and it pinged me for access. I refused, and it pinged me again. I reopened the feed.
"I apologize,"
said Art, and it sounded so genuine that I felt a little bad.
I have hurt your feelings. It was not my intent.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Then I will stop.
It promised.
Thank you.
I sighed in relief.
Can we go back to the show now?
A 2-second pause.
Yes.
I reopened the file.
But...
I scowled.
I hope that if you change your mind, you will tell me.
I could feel something sideways of anxiety leaking through, its presence hesitant and withheld.
I hope that you understand that I worry for you.
I kept my eyes forward and my attention on the paused video file. Something prickled uncomfortably along the back of my neck.
Yeah,
I replied vaguely.
Maybe.
I unpaused Lunar Knight Amara. We watched in silence, and I pretended not to notice how quiet Art had become, even when the protagonist's teammates were kidnapped by the villain and held ransom, even when they were rescued. It didn't speak again until the episode ended, and it pinged me to play the next. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please return to the original work and leave the author a comment and kudos. And if you'd like to hear more from us, check out Team Echidna in Voice Team 2025 and all of the other wonderful audio works that have been created this year during Voice Team. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.